Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I want to share something with you today that I recently shared from our Hebrews study. We're doing midweek Bible study at Midland, and we do it every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Central Time here in the U.S. I don't know what that means for people on the other side of the world. It means that it's happening in the morning. Thursday is what it means, live. But it's all archived, so you can go back and watch all of it. So if you see a title on our website that starts with Hebrews and then a colon and then some other subtitle, instead of going Hebrews Part 1, Hebrews Part 2, Hebrews Part 3, what we're doing is we're just subtitling them, something that we taught that night. And I recently did one back in August, back in earlier August, not long after we come back from the Philippines, called Hebrews, A Priest Forever. And that was basically the bulk of the 7th chapter of Hebrews. One of the things that I got so fired up about in that 60-minute sermon, you can go back and watch it, and man, I had fun. I got such a revelation in that about the 12th verse. For the priesthood being changed, of necessity, there's also a change of the law. And the statement that needs to be made to preface that is this, and this is what I said in that lesson. The law of Moses and the Levite priesthood, or the Aaronic priesthood, A-A-R-O-N-I-C, Aaronic, that's the natural priesthood of Israel. The law of Moses and the priesthood were inexorably linked. They could not be separated, okay? One did not exist without the other. They were an absolute tandem. If you removed the law, you didn't need the priesthood. What were they mediating? Nothing. If you removed the priesthood, you were hopeless under the law because you didn't have anybody to represent you in your guilt. So they needed one another. They survived on one another. It was why Jesus became a threat to the establishment, because he was removing the need for the priesthood by fulfilling the law. If he fulfilled the law, you wouldn't need a natural priesthood. That's why the temple of Israel was a waste from the time Jesus raised from the dead until AD 70. Nobody was getting to God through that temple. The veil had been rent, metaphorically. There was no separation between man and God. Jesus had bridged the gap. So once the temple fell in AD 70, it needed to fall. It was just wasting space anyway. So when you take that idea, and I want you to imagine, it's easier when I'm teaching it live, in person or on video, because you can see. But take your, you take your hands, you put your hands together, you interlock your fingers. Imagine that. Now try to pull it apart while keeping your fingers tight. You can't do it. You got to loosen your hand to let your fingers out. That's the priesthood and the law. Okay. If you were to remove Hebrews 7:12, the priesthood having changed, of necessity, there's a change of the law. Take one hand away, loosen your fingers, and pull one hand away. Imagine that the hand you pull away is the priesthood. If we changed the priesthood, if we went from a natural priesthood where it was man serving in the temple, and it became Jesus, and every church in the world you go in, if you were to say, who's a better priest, Jesus or Aaron? Every Christian, every church in the world would say Jesus. Okay, if Jesus is a better priest, if you change priests, by necessity you have to change laws. You can't convert over to a Jesus priesthood and then link him up to the law. It's no way. The law demanded an Aaronic natural priesthood. If you change priests, you change laws. I want to take that a step further tomorrow. One more day of this. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.